This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact Series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Good advice. Joining me again, simply because last time I had him here, he was such a good guy to have on with me. From the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Joined again by a pediatric orthopedic surgeon coming out of San Antonio, Texas, Dr. John Edeen. Good evening, sir.
How are you today?
I'm doing okay.
Me too.
Now, I've been thinking about this since the last time we talked. Now, you work in a hospital, yeah?
Yes, sir.
What happens if a dismounted attack occurs at a hospital? What is the contingency for that happening at a hospital?
It's a run, hide, fight. That's what.
So it's like it is in a school.
Yes, it's exactly the same. The issue is really, there's no compartmentalization of security. We have security guards that carry tasers. Occasionally we'll have one that has a firearm. And if there's police officers happen to be in the hospital, of course, they're armed. But it's really a very difficult situation if we were going to have a coordinated attack on a hospital. That's one of the reasons why I've been trying to get hospital staff armed in my hospital. So in case there was something that happened, we would have people on site at the time of the attack to be able to at least, disrupt the plan and to cause them to hesitate buying some time to get police response in the hospital to get things stopped. As you know, it's the stopwatch of death. You know, every
right.
3 seconds or 5 seconds, during these shooting attacks, somebody's getting shot and potentially killed.
Right.
And so time is of the essence. I think really time is the commodity that is very precious in these events.
Now, I've seen when I was in the hospital back in January of last year, I saw these things that these hospitals, like the people there, wear around their neck, which is like it's a two-way communication system, but it's not mobile phones and it's not phones. It's like just some, I don't even think it's line of sight because it works between the floors. I don't know what you call it. But they already have communications. They already have point-to-point communications. But, I mean, the stigma of the taboo of having armed teachers in schools is slowly frittering away. In Utah, you've never had a shooting in the last 10 years. Haven't had a shooting in anything K-12 in Utah. Because the teachers can be armed. In Ohio, they're arming the teachers. In Arkansas, they're arming the teachers. In Texas, they're arming the teachers. Why is it that hospitals are still so pristine when, you know, if something happens on the bottom floor, everybody in the floors above them, their only options are to wait if they're not going to fight?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with the aura of a hospital as a place of healing, as a place of, you know, people getting better rather than a place of violence and, you know, injury. The truth is, the hospital is just that. There is a lot of injury that happens in hospitals. Emergency rooms are very dangerous, especially to the staff. Nurses, technicians, they're always getting injured. You have a lot of violent people. You have a lot of people who are in bad shape and who some of them, they don't even know what they're doing because, you know, they have such bad illness or they have brain injury or whatever that, you know, they just lash out. And hospital workers are some of the highest injured people, according to OSHA.
Right. Well, I mean, here's what I'm thinking. You know, I think a hospital should be a place of sanctuary and everything else. But, you know, I live in the real world. And in the gun-free zone, that's where, you know, a spree shooter would be attracted to that. As you know, because that's your thing, gun-free zones. The other thing, though, is that for a coordinated attack, which we haven't had yet, but they are making their way west. In the event that we did have one of these Parisian-style attacks where you have some guys that have gotten together, an outstanding soft target is a hospital. Because there, everybody there is helpless. Everybody there is someone's loved one. The loved ones are there with them. They get well cards and everything. Everything there is about love and healing, but it's like a circle that has been rendered flat on one side for me because you can't enforce that.
Exactly.
If you're going to sit out there and say you're sanctuary, you got to be able to enforce that.
Exactly. You know, and at the Gun Rights Policy Conference last September, I actually gave my talk on the history of terrorist attacks against hospitals worldwide. And there is a tremendous number of attacks of hospitals in the Middle East and even some in Europe, but mostly Middle Eastern hospitals, you know, during the Gulf War. They were prime targets. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Hospitals, again, are prime targets. The Israelis have actually done quite a bit to safeguard their hospitals against attack. And we need to look at the Israeli model and see if we can't start hardening our hospitals. For instance, if there's a terrorist attack in downtown, whatever city you're in.
Right.
And the ambulances respond and they bring the injured to the hospital. The favorite tactic of the terrorists is either to A, steal an ambulance, paint it, you know, or steal a vehicle and paint it like an ambulance and then drive it right up to the emergency department, discharge, you know, an attack team or a bomb.
Right.
And we're lucky that didn't happen in Boston. But could you imagine what would happen if there was a coordinated attack on the emergency rooms in Boston right after the bombing? This is the kind of thing we're talking about that we really need to guard against. The Israelis stop ambulances before they get near the hospital and search them before they can proceed to the actual emergency department. And we need to start looking at doing things like that in our hospitals. Unfortunately, it's going to take an attack for the administration and the government officials to get their heads on straight. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
And to take proactive steps to avoid this happening. You know, and I was at a gun law seminar this weekend.
We're coming up on the first break. Let's cover that on the other side of it.
Okay.
Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, drgo.us. Go check out their work. You'll find some of my work there with Dr. John there on their media page. Go check them out. We'll be right back.
information has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
You have to attack one gun-free zone at a time in order to make a dent. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Blues Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact Series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. As an administrative thing here, Ben, I think everybody that runs my board should be able to take that bump and hit it the way we hit it, that synchronicity we just had. And if they can't do it, then they have to schedule you every day. See, this is what I like about Ben. I mean, there's not a whole lot of discussion there. Not a whole lot of discussion. Okay. My guest this hour from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership is Dr. John Adeen. This may seem like I'm belaboring the point, but I mean, has anybody in the medical industry looked at schools and said, well, they're arming themselves. Why can't we arm ourselves? When I was in the cardiac unit, okay, when I was in cardiac intensive care, if somebody had busted in there, if a jihadi had busted in there, I couldn't even have grabbed my ass and kissed it goodbye. I mean, that's just the state that I was in at that time after I woke up. So is anybody, I mean, besides you, doctor, is anybody getting out there and do you see the light bulbs going off in anybody's head?
In my local area, I've been talking to my colleagues quite a bit, and I think a lot of them are getting it. The problem is dealing with the corporate structure in most of these hospitals. Private hospitals are corporate. They have corporate lawyers. And as it stands right now, unless somebody has a major incident and they get sued for billions of dollars for having negligence in their security,
right,
nothing's going to happen. And this is the situation we're at. And in Texas, it's even somewhat built into the statutes that hospitals are supposed to put up gun-free zone signs. So that's going to protect them a little. We got to break down some of those statutes. We got to get a little bit more teeth put in the laws that hold owners of gun-free zones responsible for setting up a gun-free zone and then not providing the type of security that needs to be provided, you know, by an individual who can carry their own firearm and protect themselves.
Well, here's the thing. If the hospitals want to control my capability of defending myself, why can't they simply go out and hire some off-duty cops or have an armed security, entity there? And you got to have plenty of them because I would think on the hospital I was in, you would probably need about 20 on the first floor because these hospitals are big affairs. They're gigantic anymore. And then you need about 10 or 15 per floor because you're going to want, unless these guys are going to be all strapped up and plate carried up and, you know, carrying a M4 or something, you're going to have a plurality of handguns coming after these guys if they come in with long guns. So it doesn't mean that they can't fight them, but it does mean they need to have a lot of them there. Why couldn't they do that? I don't have an issue with me personally being disarmed in a hospital if they have a security entity in place, a viable one. A viable one, not some rent-a-cop that's in his 70s, okay? But
right.
A viable
one. There's one simple answer to that. It's cost.
Cost.
That it's very expensive to hire. Now, here in Texas, if you're a security guard, you have to have certification. If you're armed security, you have to have even more. You have to be like a peace officer, and those people are expensive to hire. And so really, if you think about it, the hospital that I work at covers an entire city block and has, I don't know how many entrances coming from different, tunnels from other buildings. And I mean, it would be impossible to secure every entrance, without a huge expenditure of money and resources. And, hospitals would be better spending their money on patient care. And talking to my administration, I'm saying, look, this is a win-win. You don't have to hire anybody to increase your security. Let's just arm our people who already have the credentials and the licensure and the training and even maybe even do some training with the police. it boggles my mind that they are just so stuck in the corporate mindset that they can't think outside the box this way.
Well,
they would rather actually hire a few token people and say, see, we're hiring more people. And that's exactly what they've done at my hospital. They've hired a few people, extra people at night to, off-duty police officers or uniformed police officers to hang around the ER at nighttime. And that's what they think is providing security at that point.
Well, see, the other thing, I mean, even if they don't want to do that. Even if they don't want to do that, they can still not make it a gun-free zone. They can just allow the people that are coming there as visitors to be able to carry a gun. But, man, I mean, in light of the fact they're trying to save, money, I get that. I think arming the doctors would be a splendid idea because I think a doctor who does a lot of critical thinking can make a lot of really good judgments in the event and could be brought up to speed really quick on how to defend a hallway. You'd only need three or four of them per hallway, per ward, and you guys would be setting up kill boxes.
Right.
So,
and it doesn't even need to be doctors. It could be nurses. It can be, I mean, I live in San Antonio. San Antonio is military city.
Right.
The number of nurses who are former military is mind-boggling. These guys, a lot of these guys have combat experience. My OR tech that I work with today is a special forces medic. Who just medically retired. I would want him having my back. In fact, I would have his back. Let him lead the way because he's got the experience. And that's the kind of people that we have. And they're all over the country. We have people who are trained, who have experience. But the administrators just don't want to hear about it. They have absolutely no desire to change the status quo. And it's really, That's what it is. It's the status quo. And it's this fantasy thing that says that a plastic sign is going to stop a bad butt guy from coming into the hospital and causing a lot of damage and a lot of pain. And until it happens, I don't think we're going to be able to get somebody to change. They're not going to change it unless there's a huge liability on their part. And they see, oh, there is pain involved with this. We better start arming people. And until we see that, it's not going to happen.
You hang on for me. We'll be right back. Tuesday night, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Talking about the kind of stuff nobody talks about, because I've never even talked about this one. Which means I'm trying to be first while I'm being first here, too. I don't even know how that plays out. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. If you're running around, you want to maintain positive control of that handgun, this is the way to do it. Welcome back. My guest this hour is Dr. John Adeen from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Now, you and I are sitting here saying, why hasn't it been done? Besides, is the DRGO, are you slowly beginning to get into the heads to get people to consider things now? I mean, are you bearing any fruit with that?
Well, you know, we're trying to educate people, and I think the more people that we can reach out to and touch, I think, and read the stuff that we put out, I think the more we're going to be able to get inroads. It's really going to take pressure from the medical staffs of hospitals on the administration of the hospitals to make the changes happen. And frankly, that's going to be very difficult to do because not everybody thinks the way we do, unfortunately. So it's really a matter of hearts and minds and trying to get people educated. And that's what DRGO does. We're really an education organization. Now, you know, as individuals, we are politically active as well, but as an organization, we're really an education Oregon. And that's why our blog is such a good resource, or our website is such a good resource for information. You know, for instance, the article of what do you say when your doctor asks you if you own a gun? The stuff about gun-free zones in hospitals, who's liable, that's an article that I wrote. Also, just recently, we've had some articles about blunt force trauma and the supposedly unarmed attacker,
I talked about that the last, right before we, before you came on, I talked about that.
Yeah, that was Miguel Faria's article, and I was listening, and he's a neurosurgeon. You know, so we have neurosurgeons, we have emergency room doctors, we have, public health people. I don't know if you saw that the troll article that they put, Gun Lobby Watch put out on us, but they wrote an article called Irresponsible Doctors for Gun Lobbying, which I thought was a hilarious thing. Okay, and then attacked us. It's apparent to me that the author is totally clueless about training and the scope of practice of those that treat trauma on a daily basis. And this guy's completely out of he disparages us. He says that none of them are the kind of doctors who really have a clue about gun violence. And he further stated that there were no trauma surgeons, no ER doctors, no public health experts, and that I'm only an orthopedic surgeon. Ha, ha, ha. You know, I don't know if people know my background, but I was trained at the United States Naval Hospital in Oakland, California. I did my internship and orthopedic residency there. I was a surgical team orthopedic surgeon deployed to Somalia. So I've been out there. I'm not just some spring chicken. During your military training, you come to San Antonio and do combat casualty care, including advanced trauma life support. We do the GOAT lab and all that kind of stuff. But also, you know, I've got 20 years of experience in doing orthopedics. I've seen people get shot. I take care of high energy trauma. These guys don't have a single clue as to how trauma is done in this country. And it's hilarious. And it's hilarious. And the other interesting thing is David Kodria saw that article and he says, who are these guys? And he actually did some research. And guess what he found out? He found out that it's a Bloomberg-funded organization. Surprise, surprise. And guess what else? It proves to us that we are now being effective. If they're starting to come after us, it shows that our education is getting out there and that we are starting to make a dent. And as far as I'm concerned, we are the anti-Bloomberg School of Public Health. Whenever they come out with something, we tear it apart and expose it for the garbage that it is. And they just can't stand that. We love it.
It wasn't the Trace, was it? Was it the Trace?
No, this is actually something called Gun Lobby Watch.
I'm going to have to look into them.
It's out of Washington State. And the guy that is registered as the person at Gun Lobby Watch is also the Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety guy in Washington as well. So there we go. And David Kodria was kind enough to do the research and track all this stuff down. It's actually registered in Panama or something or other, you know, through a shell corp. I mean, it's really, he's trying to hide who they are. And the interesting thing is there's no name. There's no author on this supposed hit piece.
Right.
I think it's hysterical. You know, Dr. Wheeler, who founded the organization, is an ear, nose, and throat surgeon. He's done Lethal Force Institute with Masad Ayoub. You know, and Robert Young, who is one of the other major writers, is a practicing psychiatrist. Well, if he doesn't see, you know, people at their worst, I don't know who does. You know, and we have another guy, Sean Broaddale, who is a family practitioner in rural Iowa, and he mans the ER most weekends. He's the guy who's in the trenches in the ER, you know, probably two or three times a month.
Well, the question I would have is, why is whatever your discipline is, why is that even germane to the conversation?
Because he wants us to be experts. You know, we're talking out of both sides of our mouth. But he doesn't understand. We are experts.
Does his version of expert mean you go along with that agenda, with the Bloomberg-ian agenda? Does that make you an expert then if you go along with that?
Exactly. Well, that's to him, yes. Yeah, because you know, the public health community, oh my goodness, you know, they're all on board with the Bloomberg agenda. They want to disarm everybody because that way gun violence will go away. Right. Right. Let's look at the countries where the guns are strongly controlled and the violence is worse there than it is in the United States.
You know, there's a psychiatrist out there named Dr. Michael Hurd. Have you ever heard of him?
Yes.
He did a paper where he was talking about how children will put their hands over their eyes, and at a certain part of their development, they when they put their hands over their eyes, they believe that whatever they're not seeing simply no longer exists.
Yep.
And then it's only as they age and begin to understand that they're just not seeing it, but it's still there. That's when they begin to learn. And he reckons that gun controllers are still developed to the point to where if they put their hands over their eyes and they don't see it, it doesn't exist anymore. So
that makes perfect sense to me. I mean, let's face it, hoplophobia is a mental disorder. You know, it is. These guys, they don't live in the real world. They believe that if they disarm, you know, the average person, that all of a sudden the guns are off the street. And so, therefore, there will be no more crime. Just like in England, you know, they take away the guns first. Now they're taking away the knives. But the violence still happens.
Yeah.
And as far as I remember in history, people were getting slaughtered long before gunpowder was invented.
That's right.
So it's not the tool, as you and I know.
It's the intent.
Exactly. It's the person.
We're going into the last break. Please hold on for me one more time, please, Doc. We'll be right back. My guest, Dr. John Adine, Defense Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, you know, when a doctor likes your show prep, this is not a bad thing. This is not a bad thing. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact Series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. My guest this hour, Dr. John Adine from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. The other day you were sending me messages when I was talking about, hey, just shoot him in the leg. And
That works good.
Yeah. Looking, if you look at the human body, from the standpoint of a doctor, which kind of wound would you rather treat for a gunshot? Or are they both equally horrific? Is center mass as bad as a leg? A leg is like that sleeping giant, isn't it? It's the sleeper killer, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It really depends on what you hit and also what kind of ammunition you're using. There's a big difference between, full metal jacket ammunition versus hollow point ammunition, handgun ammunition versus rifle ammunition. It's all a matter of, ballistics and kinetic energy and soft tissue damage.
Right.
When you talk to folks like Masad Ayoub, they're going to tell you shoot center of mass because you're more likely to hit center of mass. And if you hit the plumbing and cause a big leak, then you're going to turn off the computer and the threat's going to stop.
Right.
So really, I look at it as we got to turn off the computer one way or another, whether that's by just like a psychological stop, by you pull your gun out, you point it at the bad guy, and he goes, oh, he pees in his pants and runs away. Hey, that's a win-win in my book. Fortunately, that happens a lot. The next stop is, you're going to have to knock the computer out completely. And that's a brain shot, a brainstem shot, spinal cord shot, or hitting a major peripheral nerve or, brachial plexus. That will make them, mission ineffective. And then, of course, making the holes and dropping the blood pressure so that there's not enough blood to feed the brain, that turns the brain off too.
Right.
And then the last thing is if you damage the extremities so badly that the muscles and bones are damaged, even if the nerves are working, they can't generate enough force to either use a striking weapon or, you know, a firearm. So that's really what you're trying to do when you're doing this kind of stuff. If you don't, do all of those things, then the threat's going to continue. And, you know, and we all know that there's been guys who have absorbed 10, 15 rounds and keep coming, especially guys on drugs or a very motivated attacker. They can absorb a lot of damage. And there's probably 80% of people shot with handguns actually survive their wounds. And it's only the rare handgun injury that is fatal. And then, you know, you look at the ballistics alone. You know, if you look at the modern projectiles, the modern hollow point ammunition essentially is like a parachute.
It
enters the body, it expands, and then it expends all that kinetic energy in the tissues, creating maximal damage. And if you look at the physics of this, you know, the kinetic energy is one half the mass times the square of the velocity. That's why a AR-15 round causes so much more damage, because it's going so much faster. The kinetic energy is much higher. I mean, if you look at the numbers, you know, a 9mm, 124 grain bullet traveling at 1100 feet per second delivers about 400 foot pounds of energy. A 230 grain 45 delivers 800 foot pounds of energy, but a 55 grain 223 that's going 2800 feet per second delivers 1100 foot pounds of energy.
Right.
All that energy causes tissue destruction. And if you don't even have to have the bullet hit the nerve, it just has to go by the nerve, because you get that primary wound channel, and then you get the secondary wound channel, which is that expanded, you know, you've seen the gel tests, the ballistic tests, how that cavity just expands and it's all that energy going into the tissue. Now, during my training, I did ATLS and the combat casualty care course, and we shot the goats. And part of what we did was actually debrided those wounds. And you know, you see this little tiny hole on one side and a huge opening on the other, and just devitalized tissue. The blood vessels are torn, and it just bleeds like crazy. It's really horrific. You know, the first time I saw that, I just shook my head. I said, I can't believe the damage that this little tiny bullet does. And so, you know, that's the kind of stuff that I deal with. If you get a high energy injury, you know, there's a lot of soft tissue damage. And if you hit the bone, I mean, you describe that X-ray of the bone being shattered. Imagine now being in my shoes, where you have all this soft tissue injury and that shattered bone, and you have to stabilize that.
You've got to pull out bone fragments, round fragments, and everything else, and get it clean. Well,
maybe not. But what you have to do is stabilize the skeleton, and then you have to figure out how are we going to reconstruct things. And there are various ways of doing that. A lot of it requires actually tissue transfer from elsewhere. The plastic surgeons do vascularized tissue transfer if there's a huge soft tissue defect that can't be covered with local tissue. Often we'll do rods that we put down inside the canal of a bone and lock it at either end to maintain the length. Or if there's a horrible tissue damage, we actually will use an external fixator, which is basically threaded pins, two or three at either end of the bone, connected by a rod in the middle that's outside the body. And then you deal with the soft tissue problem, and then later on you can bone graft or whatever, and then eventually you may be able to go with some kind of a locked rod or whatever later on. But you know, some of those injuries are horrific. Whereas opposed to, let's say, you get shot with a 9mm, just a full metal jacket, it may go through and through, and all you have to do is kind of clean the outside and do a little antibiotics, and, you know, that may be all the treatment you need for that.
Right.
So there's a big difference in the characteristics of wounds based on the velocity of the projectile and the kinetic energy that goes into the tissue.
Before we run out of time, as we start looking at these hospitals and try to get them to see some sanity, is this pretty basically going to be a hospital to hospital fight that's going to have to be waged?
I think that it's probably going to be on two fronts. One is going to be legislative. I think we have to, the population in general has to convince their legislators that we need to make gun-free zones a thing of the past. And that if people insist on having gun-free zones, they have to be held responsible for the damages that happen in the gun-free zone.
Right.
And then the other thing is it's going to take doctors and hospital staff talking to their administration to put the pressure on them to change that situation so that we can get rid of the gun-free zones and we can have a cadre of people who are armed. I mean, they're doing it in churches. They're doing it in schools. They're doing it all over the place. You know, what's so different about a hospital?
In fact, do you think if that was legislated that would encourage some of the more daring ones to do it?
I think it would. I think it would. Again, it depends. It depends on whether it's a public hospital or a private hospital. If it's a public hospital, the legislature can say, you must do this, put it in law, and guess what? They have to do it. Private hospitals, a lot of legislatures make distinctions between private and public hospitals. And because the public hospitals, or excuse me, the private hospitals are corporate, and so there's a little bit different structure there. It's more of a kind of private property versus public property. So it's going to take time, and it's going to take. You know, here in Texas, every other year we can pass laws, and we have to.
Right.
You know, so it's going to for us it's going to take a while. Now your legislatures may be more responsive, I guess.
We'll see. We'll see. Running out of time, Doc. Thanks very much for joining me. DRGO.us. Go check out what they do. I will be in touch, Doc. Stay safe.
All right. Hey, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. Coming up next, the one and only Massad Ayoub. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.